Episode 1353, Where Does Your Confidence Come From?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, and I hope you are ready for an incredible Monday. It's Mindset Monday. So where does your confidence come from? Probably not something you've thought about recently, and definitely not today, but we're talking about it. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I pray today that you have a smile on your face and joy in your heart. Yes, we're going to learn something, and it may put us a little in the uncomfortable zone. Maybe that's the corner we're going to sit in for a little bit, but that's a good thing. Part of living the life you love, both personally and professionally, is having self-confidence. Where does your confidence come from? The confidence that keeps you going when you don't feel like it. The confidence that stimulates creativity and productivity. The confidence that radiates brighter than a lighthouse on the darkest night. Confidence is a feeling or belief in one's own abilities or qualities, right? It's a certainty within oneself. You know your stuff. You got this. You know, you can go up on a stage because you believe in what you do and you can speak in front of thousands of people. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's, oh, I am this incredible crafter. And you should see, you just have these artistic abilities. Right? Confidence is very beneficial to our success, but it's how we use it and where it comes from. The thing is, we tend to put our confidence in things that carry a heavier weight than that of ourselves. Confidence is not something that you create. It is experienced and given. Through our life's journey, we gather experiences and circumstances that impact how we see ourselves. It's our reflection. And we interpret that, right? It's the reactions from others that like, oh, wait, yeah, maybe I do know that. A comment from a teacher or a mentor or a parent or a sister, a brother, a friend, a husband, a child, a stranger. And that begins to shape our confidence. But what bothers me is that we are searching for confidence in all the wrong places. We put our confidence, how we value ourselves, in our accomplishments, in our trophies. We put our confidence in our titles, in our careers, in our children, in our spouses. I can't help but think about Hurricane Florence, the devastation there, Hurricane Olivia, the typhoons, the horrific wildfires that have come and destroyed communities. What would happen if you lost that stuff in your life, the trophies, the titles, your career? Okay, not your children or your spouses, but the stuff of our life, not the people. You see, I was there. I didn't lose all my stuff, but I chose to give it all away and get rid of it. You see, when we were a younger family, I was pregnant with number four. We had moved in and lived in our first house we ever bought, probably about a little over 2 years. And my husband had to make a decision as to what he was going to do next with his education. He was finishing up residency, and it was whether or not he was going to go and do a fellowship or go right into practice. What did that look like? Well, he accepted a fellowship at Harvard. So we were off to Harvard. Now, remember, I'm pregnant with number four. Harvard, you know, Boston area, yeah, very expensive. If you've ever looked at a place to live there, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if we can afford it. But somehow, we were going to make ends meet. We were going to homeschool the kids. I was going to just take care of them because there was no way we could afford childcare for four children and me work. I mean, basically, I'd be exchanging my paycheck for childcare. It didn't make sense. And we would do our best to find the safest place to live, probably in the smallest house that we could afford, or really apartment. And we would probably have to go with only one car, not two. And I would have to brave the subways. I was like, okay, Lord, we can do this. We got this. And then we found out that the funding for that particular fellowship fell through. And so my husband and I, we were put in a position to scramble. And so luckily he found a place down in Texas. And so instead of moving to the East Coast, we went south. I don't know which is better or worse, but that's what happened. And we sold our house eventually after having it almost for a year on the market. But we put it up for sale, packed up all of our belongings, and moved. But the key here was that we couldn't take everything we had with us. You see, our first house that we bought was 3,000 square feet. It was a three-story. It was two stories and a walkout basement. It was incredible. It was a blessing from God. Now, you're probably thinking, holy cow, a 3,000 square foot house is huge. Yeah, it was huge. It was done a little bit differently. And no, it wasn't like so, you know, priced out there. It was a very reasonably priced home. In my opinion, a nice starter home for us. But it just had this amazing charm, and it was really built just for us. It was exactly what we needed. It was perfect for my home day school. It was great, but it was 3,000 square feet. I literally had a garage sale that made thousands upon thousands of dollars when we moved. But yeah, you see, as I was going through all of my stuff, I came across my trophies, my medals, my honors, so to speak. All from high school, middle school, college years. We were moving down south to Texas into a 1,500 square foot three-bedroom apartment with a balcony big enough to put two adults on and barely a chair. No yard. That was it. On the second story. And I was pregnant with number four. Okay, call me a little insane. And on top of that, we moved in July. Not a good time to move south. 7 months pregnant. The humidity was the worst that year. They had record highs as temperature, not heat indexes, actual temperatures. It was crazy, crazy. But I had to make a choice. I had all this stuff of mine. Stuff that said, Christiane, you were great here at what you did in serving the students. You were great here. As you were in music, you were great here. All of this amazing things. But I didn't have room to store them. And I was an adult now, right? I didn't have or really want to ask my mom, hey, mom, could you store these? I don't know how long it'll be. I know if I would have asked her, she would have said yes. But instead of doing that, I made a decision. I got rid of them. I literally threw them away. What would happen if you lost all your stuff? All the stuff that said how great you were, how accomplished you are. What if that all just wasn't there anymore? You see, what bothers me is that we keep searching for all of this confidence that we so want and desire, right? To help our self-esteem, to make us feel good. We're shopping for it in all the wrong places. It's all in the things and people we don't have control over. Because when we take all that away, what do we have that's left? All this stuff will fail you. It's a flawed system. I realized when I got rid of all that stuff did not define who I was. I didn't need those trophies. I didn't need those beautiful pots and plates and everything, certificates and medals. It was incredible, yes, but I didn't need all that stuff. I had a picture of it. I thought, that'll do. I have three children pregnant with number four, so I had three children to hold, but number four I was carrying, and I need to make room for their stuff. Where does your confidence come from? Does it all come from stuff that can fail you? Or does it come from something greater than yourself? In order for you to live out God's purpose for your life, you must know where your confidence comes from. It can't be made up by the reactions of the world. It can't be found in the stuff that you do. Anything that could be taken from you does not add confidence in your life. It's false. That's the last thing that we need, our false positives. We don't need any of that extra baggage. Confidence comes from God and God alone. So how can you find confidence? You just got to know. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Know, K-N-O-W. It breaks down like this. Number one, K, know whose you are. That is the number one of all number ones. You are a child of God. You can't get any bigger than that. I don't care what trophy you've been given. It could be the Super Bowl. It could be the Tour Championship. It can be the NBA Championship. It can be the U.S. Open. Anything that you want to say, the Olympics. That's like the crowning of the world, right? No, nothing's greater than being the child of God. Psalm 16:8 says this, I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. When you have God with you always, you're a child of God. You have access to confidence like none other. But unfortunately, the world tells us differently. And the world says, you need my approval, right? It does. Think about it. Think about the advertisements. If you're not driving this car, you're not good enough. If you're not wearing this, you know, name brand of clothing, you're not good enough. If you're not wearing these pairs of shoes, if you don't have this new purse, if you don't live in this part of town, you're not good enough. Enough of all of it. Know whose you are. And you will not be shaken. Number two, N, nimble in mind. I love that word. It's kind of a fun word. Kind of brings me back to my childhood, which is a good thing. To be childlike, quick and alert, discerning and wise, nimble in mind. We can't be so set in our ways. And by golly, when we become an adult, there must be a switch in us that says, whoop, you can't change. You can't try anything new because if you do, oh my gosh, the world's going to fall apart. You're going to fall apart. No. Be nimble in mind, quick and alert, discerning and wise. Number three, own what you can control. Don't overthink someone else's trash. I love that part of it. Yeah, I mean, seriously. But we sit there, don't we? We lay in bed at night and we, you know, sit there and go, oh gosh, I cannot believe she told me that today. What was I thinking? Man, I'm just, I don't think I meant to come off that way, but man, she took it that way. And now she thinks I just don't get it. We play these stupid mind games, right? We rehearse things in our head. And then what happens? What we think happened, well, we kind of stretch it a little bit because our memories, short-term, long-term, how it connects, the neurons, everything in the mind, we remember things differently. Own what you can control. Don't overthink someone else's trash. It's not up to you to worry about somebody else and what they're thinking about you. You don't have to own what they say about you. But you do have to own who you are. You have to own your own stuff, right? So own what you can control. And finally, number four, W, wonderment of a child. This is your childlike faith. Matthew 18:3 says this, and he said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. We've got to have a childlike faith. Think about your younger children when they were babies. Mine are getting older, so I have to go back a few extra years. But even now, they're a little more daring than what I am as an adult. But you think about a child, right? You ask them to do something new. Man, they're fearless, aren't they? They have this childlike faith, like, I can do anything. Nothing's going to stop me. And like I said, as we grow older, there's this little switch that's flipped that says, oh, no, no, hands off. Can't try that. I might fall down. I might stumble here. I might get a chuckle from someone, and then I'll be embarrassed. I might make a mistake. I may not appear as being perfect. You can't live that way. You have to have the wonderment of a child. No, no. K-N-O-W. Where are you in that spectrum of confidence? Is it one where you can say on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 you're like, wow, I am so confident. And I know it's probably like, well, give me a topic or a subject or an area of focus, and then I can tell you whether or not I'm confident. No, I want to look at you as your whole self, right? Here at Create You Now, it's about your whole mind, your whole body, your whole spirit. We don't just pick and choose our parts. Because I got to tell you, I'm not happy with some of the parts that God gave me. But somehow it all works together for the glory of Him, not for me. And that's where we've got to remember. Know. K-N-O-W. Know whose you are. Do you know? Do you really believe that you're a child of God? Or maybe that's something that you have been pushing back lately. Not necessarily questioning your faith. But just wondering, like, I don't know if this is where I should be. Maybe you're just kind of like stuck in your ways. Nimble in mind is like, oh, I'm so not there. I think a lot of us fall under the O. We tend to not own what we can control. We own everybody else's trash. Can you imagine getting in your car and going to all your friends' house on trash day? Just your friends. I'm not talking about strangers. I'm talking about people that you know. Getting in your car and going and picking up all their trash and putting it in your car. That's what you're doing when you own their stuff, their attitude. Do you really want to carry all that stuff around with you? Well, you're choosing to do so. So I believe a lot of us are kind of stuck there on the O part, the own. We take ownership of everybody else's trash. And we forget about our own treasures. Maybe for you, you've kind of lost your childlike faith, that wonderment. Like, gosh, I can do this. Yeah, I might be 20 years older, but I can learn. I can go back to school. I can start my own business. Age is only a number. I still have 24 hours in a day, and by golly, I'm going to create an impact while I'm here on earth. See, the wonderment of a child, what? Opens the mind to dream, imagine. But if we're those old fuddy-duddy adults, nope, we think that, well, okay, I'm too old, can't try anything new, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Yeah, how's that working for you? Where does your confidence come from? I want you to think about that today. Be honest with yourself. As you're cooking your meal, think about it. Are you waiting to gain that confidence from your husband's compliment on, by golly, honey, you knocked this meal out of the park? Are you waiting to hear from your boss that the project that you worked on was absolutely incredible? Are you waiting to hear from your child? Man, you're the best mom ever. Because in actuality, a lot of times we don't get any of that, right? We only get all the negative and we accept all the trash. If you're feeling overwhelmed and your confidence is getting buried because it's in the stuff that really you need to let go of, and you want some help with that, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift, a complimentary coaching call with me. Let you and I talk specifically about where you are in your journey. Where are you struggling? Maybe you just need to stop taking everybody's trash and keeping it for yourself. It's time to let it go. You got enough trash, right? If you've got a child or two, if you have a husband, that's like three or four children, but that's for another episode. You know, you got it, right? We don't need anybody else's. If you are struggling at any point in your journey, click on that link. Be bold today. Stand up. Have confidence in whose you are. Click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. You're an absolutely incredible woman, created on purpose for a purpose. You don't need anyone to tell you how incredible you are. Does it make us feel good? Yes, it does. But when we put all of our life's worth, that's like you saying, okay, I'm only going to feel great. I'm putting all of my greatness here. And if only these 10 people agree with it, that makes me great. And if only one doesn't, then, oh, man, I don't know that I can go forward with what I'm thinking about doing. We do that, right? It's called putting all of our eggs in one basket. You are worthy. God created you on purpose for a purpose. You are in a season to shine. God wants you to be an incredible lighthouse, a beacon of light that shines brighter than any dark sky does. And you're like, what? That doesn't make sense. Well, you see, yes, when we shine bright, even during the day, our light can be seen. At night, definitely, right? A light can be seen. It can be even very faded. But during the daytime, wow. God has something for you. But you have to be willing to know. Where does your confidence come from? Think about it today. And take aim. Action builds confidence. May God bless you this week in all your steps. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Seek his guidance. Praise his name. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.